It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Big thing happened this weekend, right?
Big game. Oh my gosh, big game, big game. And so I wanted to ask our listeners what they would do. And it doesn't have to be, so gender specific, but I will say this. This conversation started because the guy I'm dating, pottery guy, goes up north to go ice fishing this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And he says to me, I said, maybe I'll see you on Sunday when you get back. Because I won't see him for days.
Yeah.
And this is when our kids are gone normally.
Yeah.
I'm like, have fun, but I'll see you when you get back on Sunday. He's like, the Packer game's on. I'm like, yeah. So, as a normal chick, I'll see you on Sunday. I'll see you. He's like, no. I don't think so. And I go, what do you mean? I go, wait, are you picking the Packer game over me?
Duh.
And he goes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, and of course, as our intern asked, well, why can't you just watch it together? I go, yeah, this is not a regular game.
He's seen this movie before.
Yeah.
You haven't seen each other for 4 days. You finally get together. You're going to want to talk his ear off.
He doesn't want me there while he's watching. He wants to watch the game alone. I get it.
It's quiet.
Or with somebody who cares more.
Yes.
To the point of psychotic. But I will sit there and talk his ear off and be like, oh, I missed you. I get it. Okay, fine. So I laughed and I said, I get it. You're picking the Packer game over your significant other. This is the one time I'll allow it because it's the playoffs and I understand. He's like, no, you don't understand. It's in my blood. You didn't grow up in Wisconsin. I'm like, you're right. And you're just as psychotic as every other guy in Wisconsin who's obsessed with the Packers. This is nothing new to me. I get it. I'm fine with it. So I laughed and I did not get mad like some women probably would have. I just
can't believe you and then be all resentful the whole day and make him feel bad.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Like, how could you come back and not see me? So it led to this discussion I said, I wonder how many men out there, if they could be as honest as he was with me, because a lot of men can't be honest with their women.
Fact.
If you could be this honest, would you pick the Packer game over your significant other? You have to pick. You're hanging out with your significant other or watching the Packer game alone. Where are we going with this guy?
Yeah, you can text us 71037.
And I'm not even mad at him. I'm actually respecting him for being so honest about it.
You know what I mean?
Because I get it with the Packers.
Yeah. Oh, it depends on what you're going to do with significant other. Is it like a lot of like hot dogs and donuts all day? Like extreme hot dog and if that's something that's happening, like you're going to a sexy retreat or something?
He doesn't even want hot dogs and donuts.
He wants to watch the game and it's quiet.
He wants the hot dogs and donuts later or before. Not during, not around. Don't bother him.
Sure.
I said, fine. I love it. These people are texting in. Some girl said, the Packers. You always pick the Packers and I'm a girl. See why I didn't mind?
Sure.
Another person said, I'm married and I still pick the Packer game.
See?
Did you see the one who said, Brian who? About her boyfriend. Like, Brian who?
Oh, she's saying she doesn't know her man anymore.
100% Packers,
Oh my God, that's so
funny.
What
do you think? 71037, or you can call 414-799-1037. Is there anyone out there that would really take their relationship over the Packers?
Yes, because
they would miss the game?
We met somebody in the building who does that because he's afraid to tell his girlfriend. His girlfriend gets mad when he watches the Packers because she doesn't like him. This is a true story. And my head almost exploded. I go, you want to watch a game 2 hours a week? What does she care? Tell her to lighten up.
Seriously.
He's like, oh, no. I can't. So he doesn't watch the games to appease her. I'm telling you. That's why I said I had to. Keeping it real, are you picking your significant
other?
That's
terrible.
That's a lot of dudes.
Poor anybody.
What do you mean? There's a lot of guys that appease their women and don't do what they want to do.
And
vice versa.
I want to hug those poor guys and say, stop it. Stop it. Come to my house and watch the game with me. Leave that bitch at home.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Really shouldn't be a decision, but sometimes you got to make these life decisions, and especially in Wisconsin. Especially for the NFC Championship game. Who are you picking? Your relationship or the Packers?
I said I laughed because when my dude gets back on Sunday from ice fishing, I won't have seen him for days on a weekend that, wouldn't normally we would have spent together. And I said, I'll see you on Sunday. He goes, no, you won't.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'm sorry, excuse me? You're not going to miss me? He goes, Packer game's on. You won't see me. You can come see me after. I'm like, so you're picking the Packer game over me. So I laughed and I said, it's the playoffs. I'll allow it.
Just this once.
That was the most Wisconsin thing you've ever said. My boyfriend is out ice fishing this weekend and he'll be back to watch the Packer game on Sunday.
Well, could I have found more of a Wisconsin dude at this point?
No.
So I laughed and said, I get it. But I think women would freak. Some women would freak. But the real question is, when is a game like this, with the playoff game, would you pick your significant other or the Packer game if you had to pick?
You can text to 71037. Somebody said, my husband is a Packers fan. The kids know not to ask dad a million questions during the game. And he also informed me if they go to the Super Bowl, he's going to Miami without me.
Oh, man.
Savage.
Damn.
Savage.
Damn.
You can also call 414-799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike from Hartford calling about picking your significant other over the Packer game.
Yes,
Mike from Hartford. What are you saying?
I would totally pick the Packer game over my wife.
Yeah, I mean, he
totally understands. I watched the AFC game on Sunday and the Packer game, and we made spaghetti, and I was like, well, I'll come eat it up here with you when we can watch the game. She's like, well, why don't you just go downstairs and watch it? I'm like, okay, I'm
See?
Fine with that.
I think you're right. Some wives would want their husbands to go away and give
them a break.
And she sits on her phone while I watch the game, and then when I complain about a call, she's like, oh, what just happened? I'm like, oh, don't worry about it.
You're right. That's exactly what would happen.
It easier.
Yeah, you know that you would just cause problems for each other. I get it.
Mike.
Exactly.
Mike, we always appreciate you calling in, dude.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
What about your kids over at Packer game?
No, girl. Now we're getting savage. This is a great turn to the question.
Oh, my God.
Kids are the Packers still win, I would say.
I bet you guys.
My son has a basketball tournament the second week in a row.
Oh, during the game.
Think about that. People that can't watch it because they're working or have a commitment. Oh, no.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, we have to go to the tournament.
You just say thank you for technology, and you watch that game from your phone.
We sit on our phones, and we watch our phones.
You know, your kid doesn't want to play in that game either. He's probably pissed that he can't watch the game either.
Oh, no, my kid is a Dallas fan.
Oh, what are you doing?
Yikes.
This is why you need a license to be a parent. What are you doing to that poor child?
It's not me. My husband's Dallas.
Okay, yeah, blame it on him, yes.
So that was my thing.
All right, so you're picking
second
the sport.
Week in a row.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
It's another text to 71037. It was a good compromise. Watch the game, hot dogs and donuts at halftime, and then back to the game.
Ah.
To get the best of both worlds.
I'm not doing it. Somebody else said if my girlfriend said I couldn't watch the Packer game, well, bye. That text made me laugh.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.